It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver has closed Civic Center Park and nearby areas to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Park rangers will enforce the closure. This comes days after the city closed the parks at Red Rocks. Coloradans will soon get access to more information about nursing homes where the new coronavirus has taken hold. The state had been requiring formal requests before releasing the names of elder care facilities with outbreaks. Now they say that starting Wednesday, the state health department plans to release reports every week. That data will show outbreaks, confirmed cases, and deaths related to COVID-19 at elder care facilities. Governor Polis hopes Colorado can start to return to normal when the state's stay-at-home order expires later this month, but it may be too early to tell whether April 26th is a realistic goal for lifting that order. Julie Lonborg is with the Colorado Hospital Association.
We have seen a little bit of a leveling off in the new patients coming in, and that's the first step toward a promising scenario and toward us feeling like the social distancing has worked. And so I think between now and when that order is set to expire, we'll watch that data like a hawk.
She says it's important that any return to normalcy is done responsibly to avoid a new surge of COVID-19 patients. Colorado energy regulators meet today on the largest oil and gas fine in state history. CPR's Grace Hood has more.
The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission fined a subsidiary of Occidental Petroleum more than $18 million for leaking gas, which led to a deadly home explosion in Firestone in 2017. That killed two people and severely injured one. The virtual meeting later today isn't open to public comment. Rather, it's a chance for state officials to question Kerr McGee, a subsidiary of Occidental, over the events that led to the deadly home explosion. The meeting kicks off at 1 this afternoon. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
This is CPR News.